HRHeadquarters.ie, the podcast.
Brought to you by Irish Life Health.
Okay, so today I'm joined by John Brady. John is founder and CEO of Bowsy.com. John, you're very welcome to the HR Headquarters podcast.
Hi, Declan. Thanks very much. Delighted to be here and excited about the opportunity to talk about Bowsy.
Brilliant. Before we start, why don't you just give a quick intro to what Bowsy is and what it does?
Yeah, Bowsy is an Irish startup. It's basically connecting third level students, primarily final year and postgraduate students, with businesses all over Ireland through remote work experience. So it allows students to engage in project work and tasks that are related to their field of study, get paid for it, gets experience. And on the other side, it allows connections with businesses all over Ireland through a very flexible approach that means they can engage with a student for 4 hours or for 4 months. There's no contracts, no admin. So it's a very flexible approach that allows businesses to connect with students. And it's a win-win on both sides.
And John, just before we dig into some of that, Bowsy, I'm a Dub. I'm from Dublin in Ireland. So I sort of know the phrase. For people who aren't familiar, why don't you try explain what Bowsy is and why did you just pick that name?
Well, to be honest, it's been a little bit of post-rationalizing the name Bowsy. One of a few names that we were looking at, and I love the idea of a Bowsy being a bit of an upstarter, somebody that kind of disrupts. And we had a few names that we tested amongst the students, and that came out as by far the preferred name. Most of the students, interestingly, didn't know what a Bowsy was, but I look at it as a kind of a beloved character from Irish literature. It's specific to Ireland. They loved how it sounds. They thought it was memorable. They thought it sounded like something that was fun. We had the domain as well, which helped. Always helps having a five-letter domain. And it was basically on the back of the students. They really preferred the name. And it was by far the better choice. And like I say, I kind of like the idea of it being a kind of a disruptive character. And that's what Bowsy is about. We're trying to disrupt the way companies recruit. We're trying to disrupt the way students earn a living.
Okay, so I think frantically, probably people as they listen are probably looking up definitions of Bowsy. The idea itself, John, how did it come about?
Yeah, the idea came about probably around 4 or 5 years ago, and it was me and a group of parents trying to plan for our respective, you know, daughters and sons' university plans. And it was the realization that in the 25 years since I left university, not a lot has changed. You know, although technology has driven a lot of changes, the nature of student work hasn't changed. The barriers that students are facing, you know, getting experience is still there. And we saw a huge opportunity to address that through remote working. And this is before COVID, and this is before COVID drove a lot of changes in people's attitudes to remote work. So in the very early days, when we were talking to people, they saw it as a real stretch of the imagination, engaging in remote work. And then secondly, throwing students into the mix. And probably one of the things that really helped us was the change in attitudes that COVID drove to remote working. And that wasn't something we obviously anticipated, but we saw remote working as a huge opportunity to start removing barriers for students, you know, in that it doesn't matter where I study, it doesn't matter what university I go to, it doesn't matter my physical ability, it doesn't matter my economic background, I don't have to pay, you know, a huge rent to move to Dublin or Cork to get work experience. We saw an opportunity to level the playing field. And even 4 years ago, the technology was there to facilitate this. It was really just a change in mindset was the key barrier to get employers and companies to look at this differently. And through remote working, students can access experience that they couldn't get, and companies can connect with students that previously they weren't able to engage with. And if you look at even the most sophisticated graduate recruitment systems, most of the companies still rely on a student to apply on their website, fill a form and apply for a role. But companies don't have any really way of engaging with the other 99%, the students who might know about the internship or the opportunity, or who have decided not to engage with your company for whatever reason. And remote working breaks down those barriers and connects both students on one side and companies on the other side. And the motivation from my own personal thing was my daughter, who's just starting university. And I really wanted her to benefit from, you know, the changes that we've seen in technology that I wasn't able to take advantage of around 25 years ago. And it should be available for all students. And it was a kind of a personal thing. I left my job that I was working on for around 20 odd years. I took the leap of faith and started the business actually working with students. So the company itself was built with postgraduate and final year students who were looking for a work experience. So in the very early days, we had the likes of UCC, students from UCD as well, students from Griffith College, all helping building the platform. So how we built the platform was exactly how we what we're talking about in terms of remote work. We got students from marketing, from tech backgrounds to help us with the platform.
I want to get into the social conscience bit, John, in a few minutes. But before that, maybe just explain how the platform works for from an employer and an employee or the student's point of view.
Sure. So it's a one-stop remote working platform, which means it manages the entire process from a student perspective, you know, registering on the website, applying for jobs, getting paid. From the employer side, it's a very simple process. It allows you to post tasks or projects. We have templates as well, which you know, for things like SEO or common recurring tasks like business plans, etc. It automatically, we use smarter algorithms to match the students with the task or the project based on the skills. So it automatically notifies students of new tasks that are posted, and it allows the employer actually to schedule interviews with the students themselves through the platform. So we've got integrated calendar and Zoom functionality. So if an employer has, you know, 10 applicants, they can go through the applicant CVs and the information that they have on the platform, but they can also interview them. And it goes all the way through to simple project management, how is a task proceeding, etc., all the way through to payment, which is facilitated by Stripe. So the Bowsy doesn't touch any of the students' money. The money goes directly to the students from the employer via Stripe. And we make our money by charging 20% on top of what the student is paid. So if the student earns 200 euros, an additional 40 euros will be charged to the employer for that. And it's a very simple process. So the whole process is managed through the platform. Nobody has to go outside of the platform to get things done. We've got integrated chat functionality as well. And at the end of the process, the student rates the employer and the employer rates the student. So the idea is that the student will build up an online CV of project work and experience that can help them when they're trying to find a job. And at the same time, it allows employers to test drive talent, you know, by putting them to work on real tasks, you know, no longer relying on, I guess, a snapshot from a CV or from an interview, which sometimes can go well, sometimes can go bad. You can have a much rounder view of the student and understand more qualitative things in terms of, you know, how the student fits with the culture of the company. Does a student demonstrate any leadership skills? Stuff that you normally wouldn't get in the normal process. And at the same time, there's no downside. I mean, if the students don't go on or progress to get a full-time job with the company, they're still getting paid and they're still getting work experience. And from the employer side, they're talking to students that they normally wouldn't be able to engage with, you know, outside of the normal website engagement or social media engagement, which isn't proving very effective.
I love that. I think it was your second last bit there, just around the fact that they're actually doing the work for you rather than just the interview. It's one of my pet peeves when an interview process has some sort of presentation or something in it for someone who will never ever have to do a presentation in the role they're being interviewed for. So I do like that aspect of it. When you say that these students are outside of the normal net, for want of a better description, why is that the case?
Well, a lot of companies will, particularly the larger companies, will build specific relationships with career centers and particular universities. And it's very hard to break that because a lot of the career centers don't have the bandwidth to deal with, you know, multiple companies at the same time. And Bowsy kind of bypasses that by creating a marketplace that connects employers with all the students. It doesn't matter what university you go to. So it creates a kind of a much broader kind of talent pool that isn't reliant on kind of bespoke relationships between a company and a particular career center. It also allows companies to, engage with students at scale. So, for example, for the cost of two or three traditional summer internships, you could engage with 30 students through remote project work. So it allows companies to engage at much greater scale. You know, it's no longer a risk, you know, engaging with colleges or third level institutes that you know that you don't have any experience of working with before. It really allows you to test the broader field of talent. And for small businesses, it allows you to kind of connect with graduate talent, you know, that wasn't necessarily very easy before. You know, we built our business with final year students coming from UCD and UCC. And if I was to rely on traditional approach, posting an ad, we're an unknown company, we're a startup, the future's unsure, would you like to work for us? We probably would get zero responses. But by actually engaging the students and building the platform, telling them about what we were doing, getting to know the company, we've had like postgraduates coming from Smurfit, a few others joining the team, and that never would have been possible if we had looked at the traditional approach to doing it. And the same logic goes for small businesses. By engaging students with real project work, the students will understand what you're doing in the company. They'll get to see, you know, what the potential of the company is. And very often in small businesses, the students will get a much bigger opportunity to really test their skills. You know, when you go to a big company and they have kind of very fixed graduate recruitment programs, you're usually working in very specialized areas. When we're bringing graduates on, and that would be the same of any small business, we can't afford to have students in very specialist roles. We need them to work, you know, across a number of different projects and tasks. And I think the students respond very well to that. You know, they have, it's in a lot of small businesses, it's not hierarchical. There's kind of a huge scope for doing different types of work and huge opportunities to learn. So it's a very good way of introducing companies to graduates and vice versa.
What sort of work or what sort of tasks or projects, John, have you seen so far? I'm sure you've seen a variety, but what are the more the bigger hitters? What's the most common types of stuff?
Yeah, there's a huge range of work, and basically, if a student's studying it, they can do it through the Bowsy platform. But it's in the early days, it started off around website development, SEO, social media marketing. You know, so for example, if I'm in my 40s and I'm trying to appeal to students through TikTok, I'm not very comfortable in doing the content. You know, and you can get students to do it for you who use this every day. Business plans was another very common one where, you know, companies were applying for grants. Companies were, you know, whether it be applying for something for the bank or for local grants, students can actually help prepare a business plan. So we had, you know, for example, small business in Donegal that was expanding, and we had a student coming from finance. In Trinity, we had another student who was studying tourism that could put together the plan for them. And, you know, the business owner then just kind of guides them, gives them feedback, etc. So it's a very kind of new and painless option for small businesses, you know, to help get students help with their business plans, cash flow forecasts. And then as the business matured, we found ourselves going to areas we never expected. So we had nurses working remotely, verifying patients during COVID, you know, talking to them over the phone. We've had engineers working. We've had architects preparing floor plans for hotels. And a lot of these disciplines, for example, engineering and architects, are really keen to get any kind of experience that they can. And, you know, this is a huge opportunity for them to engage with, you know, small businesses, provide real value and provide services that if you go to an agency, would be three or four times the price. So, you know, the company gets the benefit of accessing, you know, smart graduate talent in the area, and the students getting experience and paid for it at the same time. And the range of talents or the range of work that's done on the platform continues to expand. We've never said no to a task. We also, as well as cooperating with a lot of the career centres, we also have a team of student ambassadors. So these are students who are in their final year of study. And if we've come across some weird or wonderful requests, we can use the career centres as well as the student ambassadors themselves to find that talent and bring them onto the platform.
John, it's a highly competitive area trying to attract students now more than ever. We're going to take a quick break now, but maybe when we come back, you can tell me just exactly what the students want.
Getting buy-in on your people strategy can often be challenging, but it doesn't have to be. At Irish Life Health, we help HR leaders to unlock insights and make data-driven HR decisions. Join over 2,500 HR leaders who partner with us to help their employees live a healthier life. Search Irish Life Health to find out more. Irish Life Health Act is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
So, John, what do students want? What companies are they choosing? I don't mean by name, but what's attracting students to companies?
Well, we did a survey amongst 330 recent graduates in Ireland around 18 months ago. And that the primary motivator, not surprisingly, is the terms and conditions, i.e. how much I'm getting paid, etc. But what we saw was that work-life balance is also extremely important for students, and fit and the ability to grow within a company are very, very important. And typically what happens is the only thing a student knows really when they go into a company is what they're going to get paid. They find out when they're in a company what the culture is like. Are there opportunities to grow? Is it a good fit for me? And that's one of the advantages of as we say, test driving students and students test driving companies in advance, is they get to understand those. Is there a better fit? And on both sides, it's in everybody's interest to really understand that up front, because companies don't want to invest in graduates and then have a very low retention rate. You know, and students don't want to spend a couple of years finding out they're in a job that they don't like. And that kind of early engagement helps address that. And we also asked students, are they happy with the current graduate recruitment process? Would they like to see any changes? 89% of the graduates said they were not happy with the current graduate recruitment process. And we asked students, well, if you're not happy with the current graduate recruitment process, what changes would you like to see? Would you like to see more traditional internships? Would you like to see better communication from the employers? Would you like to see, you know, more graduate fairs? And the number one answer that they came back with was they wanted to have opportunity to have remote work experience while they were still studying. And that was after Bowsy. That was without knowing who Bowsy was. And that was in the very early days of Bowsy. And we asked them as well, what was the main barrier for them getting the job that they really wanted? And the number one barrier that they saw was lack of work experience. Going into jobs, the jobs that they wanted required, you know, a certain amount of experience that they didn't have. Sometimes it depended on the university you go to. Some universities are very good at providing kind of hands-on outplacements, etc., while they're in university. Some companies don't emphasize that as much. And that was the biggest barrier. And I think coming out of that, it was very clear that it also helps students, you know, navigate the workplace a lot better. We had a management accountant student who did some work for us, and in the process of doing the work, he realized he didn't really like management and accountancy. He much more preferred, you know, the working social media, the creative space. You know, it's not an ideal change, but it's much better to find out now before you've actually gone into your job. So it also allows students to understand what they're good at, what they enjoy doing, and where they can add value. So the students' needs, I'd say, are probably evolving a bit, you know, much more towards, you know, making sure they have a good fit, they have that work-life balance, they have room to grow. But those are very hard really to get on until you've committed to a company. And I think, you know, getting this kind of remote work experience allows you, gives you the opportunity to find that way. And it's a win-win for the employers because you have a better fit at the end.
As a former accountant, I can completely empathize with your management accountant example there. It's an interesting thing. I've often said it to people. When you hear someone talking about a job that they've got before they've started, they will spend all their time telling you how brilliant the company is and all these amazing projects they've worked on. But they've actually, all they've experienced to that point is an interview process. So it is an interesting difference that you're alluding to there. So for the 89% who weren't happy with the graduate recruitment process, their biggest mitigant to that barrier was some work experience within those organizations. Why does that not happen more broadly now?
Well, I think the opportunities are very limited if you look at the traditional way of doing it. You know, the traditional process is bringing in interns, bringing them physically into the office. And that could be fine as an end result, but they have very little ways really to engage with students. And A physical internship also presents, barriers depending where you're studying, where you're located. It means some cases it means moving, it means incurring costs, etc. So it's a very difficult process both on the employer side and on the student side, and it can be very expensive as well. And I think it's, so long as companies rely on the more traditional tools of engagement, whether it be graduate fairs, etc., there are going to be limits in terms of how they can really engage with students and reach out to students who normally wouldn't engage with them. Whereas, through remote work experience, it's completely flexible, it's relatively low cost, it eliminates a lot of those barriers as well, and it opens up opportunities for students maybe who wouldn't have been able to avail of those opportunities before. So it's a much more equitable process. It levels the playing field. At the end of that, they could decide, okay, there's five students that we engage with that we're going to include in our summer internship. At the end of that process, there's going to be five students we'll include in our graduate recruitment process, and that's fine. Because at that stage, the students evaluated the company's had the opportunity to evaluate the student, and they're making an informed decision, and that they're also engaging a much broader pool of students. But the Bowsy, I guess, it's not trying to replace any existing processes or any existing graduate recruitment process. It's trying to broaden the pipeline of talent that feeds your existing graduate recruitment process, and allows you to engage in a new way rather than relying on social media or relying on graduate recruitment fairs where everybody's competing for the same talent. It allows you to engage at scale with talent all over the country.
John, in sorry, when did you go live?
We went live in 2021, so we just had our second year anniversary. Sorry, we went live in 2020, excuse me. We just had our 2 year anniversary in April, and it's the business is expanding beyond Ireland. We have universities now in the UK that are on the platform. We've universities in France, in Germany, and Spain. So what we've seen is as soon as you talk to the university and you explain, well, look, we're not in the business of exploiting cheap student labor. What we're trying to do here is create a level playing field for students. We're trying to help students improve their career opportunities. And as soon as they understand that, the doors open are wide open. And we've seen that we're now engaged with over 90% of the third level universities and institutes in Ireland, which means we're either directly cooperating with the Career Centre. It means we have student ambassadors in place in some cases. And of course, we've got students from the various institutes registered on our platform as well. So that's progressed very well in the past 2 years. And also on the business side, we're moving away from, not away from, but we're moving from a core of small businesses now to larger organizations, and also multinationals now who are looking at Bowsy as an alternative, a creative solution for the graduate recruitment process.
And obviously, the larger the organization, the more likely they are to have an established grad recruitment process. What have been the barriers you've come up to there, or what have been the mind shifts that you've had to overcome for the larger organizations?
Well, I guess one barrier that's changing in a positive way was that a lot of companies will say, look, we have 50 students applying for every graduate role that we have. We don't need to talk to more students. And what we're saying is, well, we're not suggesting that 50 isn't fantastic. What we're saying is that we can actually change the diversity or the composition of those 50 that apply to you. Even the largest companies, particularly in engineering and tech, are struggling to get female talent. And what we're saying is that you can still have 50 students applying for you, but the background, the different by connecting. And I think what's reinforced that now is a very strong move towards diversity and inclusion. I think companies have long ago recognized the importance in diversity and improving productivity and actually helping companies. And companies are now, trying to improve the depth of diversity within their talent pipelines. And so long as companies rely primarily on, websites and a kind of a one-way communication, that's going to be very, very difficult. And that's something that we've seen improve, and that's where a lot of companies are beginning to engage with Bowsy, is they see this as part of their diversity and inclusion programs. And as part of that as well, I mentioned that we have student ambassadors, but we have ambassadors coming from particular student communities that are facing specific barriers. So we have student ambassadors from DARE, which is representing students with disabilities. We have students from a student ambassador from HEAR, which is students from lower socioeconomic backgrounds, a student ambassador from LGBTQ, and also Irish student refugees as well. So we're very focused on the fact that it's not just about ticking the boxes in cooperating with all the universities. We want to make sure that we're ultimately a representative of all the key student communities, particularly those communities that might be facing barriers in finding work experience. And the same survey that we did with the 329 recent graduates also highlighted, I think it was 27 or 29% of recent graduates thought they'd been discriminated against in getting a job based on their nationality, where they live, their gender, etc. So that's something that's very important to Bowsie, and is a very strong social cause driving what we're doing, and that's to create a quality of opportunity for students and to create a level playing field so everybody has opportunity to get work experience and pursue a career that they love.
I don't think we could end on a more positive note, John. John Brady is CEO and founder of Bowsie.com. John, thanks a million for joining us today. What's the best way to get in contact if a company wants to have a chat with you guys?
Thanks, Declan. It's very simple. They can email me directly. That's john@bowsie.com. Or they can go to our website, which is www.bowsie.com.
Brilliant. Thanks a million, John.
Thanks, Declan. Thank you.
HRHeadquarters.ie, the podcast. Brought to you by Irish Life Health.